It'll be months before we find out which city Amazon will choose to be the site of its second headquarters. The announcement of the company's search drew 238 bids from cities across the country, including Kansas City. Last month, we visited Kansas City and looked at a different bid it made more than 7 years ago to become the first site of a new ultra-fast internet and TV service called Google Fiber.
It was a pretty big deal, right? This was Google's first foray into providing a service that is traditionally in a lot of parts of the country. You have one or two providers and everyone more or less hates them.
Mark Bergen covers Google and its parent company Alphabet for Bloomberg, and he remembers the excitement around fiber's potential when compared to internet services like Comcast and Verizon.
You know, you had slow speeds, poor service, high prices, and Google had promised good service, slow prices, and like unheard of speeds for internet.
And what was in it for Google to do this?
I think the worst case scenario for Google was that they spent a lot of money to get the competitors and telcos and cable to speed up their service and lower prices. And, you know, the big picture, Google wins when more people are online. It wins when more people are using the internet more frequently. Google saw this as a lucrative business that they thought they could transform with technology and build out some revenue beyond advertising.
Fiber and its speed were relatively new for everyday consumers. With the service, you could download a full-length movie in just a minute. In 2010, Google announced its search for the first fiber city, and more than 1,000 applications poured in.
We are convinced that Shreveport is an ideal place for Google to test its fiber project.
Please support Duluth's nomination for Google Fiber.
At the end of the day, Austin Public Schools is a great place to educate kids, and we could certainly use the support of Google.
There is no doubt in my mind that Baltimore is the best city in America to invest in new fiber internet infrastructure.
Fresno wants Google Fiber.
Topeka, Kansas temporarily renamed itself Google with the hope of attracting the company. But the win went just next door to Kansas City. So what does the startup industry look like in Kansas City? Well, in the neighborhood of Westport, Matthew Marcus took us on a tour of one of Kansas City's new tech-focused co-working spaces, a 160,000-square-foot renovated high school. Marcus is executive director of the Kansas City Startup Foundation.
But you can see, like, they kept the lockers, and some of the lockers have power ports. So you could literally just sit there, plug in, and,
oh, cool.
And work in a hallway like back in high school.
And, of course, a ping pong table down there.
You got to have ping pong. That's the way to go.
Marcus says there's no question that Google Fiber had a positive impact on the city's tech industry.
When I look back at 2010, you know, Kansas City had startups and entrepreneurs like any other city, but it was pretty quiet. The startup community wasn't very cohesive. And then it was like a few things took place in our city, one of which was Google choosing, you know, Kansas City to bring their fiber service. And it just kind of helped to cultivate this energy that was already starting to pick up.
Why is it so great to have Google Fiber, though? What is the big deal?
Honestly, a lot of people thought it would be the speed. Wow, we can download things faster. Videos will show quicker. There'll be no more lag or spinning wheels anymore. And sure, that happened. But honestly, I think it was more about just, hey, here's a cool service that came to Kansas City. Entrepreneurs are gathering around it to try to put it to use for their businesses. And it just kind of started to breed out into other meetup groups, other initiatives, events that popped up just because of that excitement.
How big is the startup community in Kansas City?
I'll say that we like to classify several things as BGF and AGF, before Google Fiber and after Google Fiber. Kind of strange, but and you know, we're not Silicon Valley, we're not Austin, we're not Denver yet, but we're also not you know, Podunk, Flyover, Cowtown either.
In the last 4 years, first-time employers, many of them startups, added 84,000 jobs to the city, according to the data firm KC SourceLink. Available investment capital has increased 290%. New tech businesses have sprung up offering online marketplaces, farming analytics, pet data, public finance systems, athlete-only social media networks, and plenty of others. But in Kansas City, fiber isn't just for the tech industry. Schools and other public services adopted Google Fiber, and so did everyday residents. Kerry Coogan is deputy director of the Kansas City Public Library and chairs the Kansas City Coalition for Digital Inclusion.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about when Google Fiber came to town is the way that they rolled it out. And I think even they would say that it was a learning experience because you had to have every person in the neighborhood sign up. They were called Fiberhoods. Mm-hmm. And you had to pay to sign up to get access. And if a certain percentage signed up, then you got to have Google Fiber in your neighborhood. But in a lot of the neighborhoods on the east side in Kansas City, they didn't sign up.
Coogan says Google Fiber's rollout highlighted the city's so-called digital divide. While wealthier neighborhoods were quick to put the money down, poorer ones didn't, which meant no fiber and in some places, no internet at all.
We went out into these communities and helped people get signed up, paid the initial cost to get signed up so that those core neighborhoods would get the fiber that they needed.
And did they?
They did. They did. Yeah. So, and I think Google even recognized that, you know, we need to make sure that we're understanding the neighborhoods and the cities that we go into and how we can help everyone and make sure that they have access.
So what kind of a difference has Google Fiber made in those neighborhoods?
Number one is that they created a lot of competition. A lot of the other providers here realized that Google Fiber coming in with different plans and lower base plans, they had to step up and offer some of the same things. So I think there's been a lot of opportunity in terms of competition. But the other thing that Google Fiber did very well, I think, from the library's perspective in these communities is they opened up a digital inclusion fund and they offered grant opportunities for nonprofits who are providing the service. They also offered two full-time staff members for they're called Google Digital Inclusion Fellows to work solely on digital inclusion initiatives at the library and also at other nonprofits in the city. So what's important about that is that they really listened to the things that people in the digital divide and the people working in the digital divide needed, which is people and resources. And yes, it's partly a business decision, but it's also sort of a moral question, too. Are we going to help these people that need it?
Some Kansas City residents still have no access. According to a 2016 survey, only 56% of Kansas City households making less than $30,000 a year had access to the internet at home. Compare that to 91% of other households. But as Carrie Coogan points out, the library is connected and full of people making use of Google Fiber.
A lot of books in this library, of course, but the people in this library right now, at this moment, are on computers.
That's right. And I think you'll find it if you go into almost any library across the nation is that the 21st century library has to have computer access for people that desperately need it.
What do you think it would be like here if Google Fiber had never come?
I think that we would still be doing a lot of this work because the library has been doing digital inclusion work since computers ever came about. But I don't think it would have happened as quickly. I think that we were all looking for ways to capitalize on what this could mean, bringing Google Fiber here. And so I think that we were way ahead of the game, and a lot of other communities and neighborhoods now are just understanding or don't realize that they have people that don't have access or that they don't know how to use a computer, even when you have to apply for every single job you have using the computer. So I think it pushed us way ahead of people across the country.
Would you recommend to another city or town to say, yes, we want Google Fiber?
Yes, I would. But I think it also has been, as much as it's been a learning experience for Kansas City and the nonprofits and everybody who's had access to Google Fiber, I think it's also been a learning lesson for them. I hope that they will continue to understand that they need to look at the entire city, even the people who don't have connectivity, and find ways to help them going forward.
Nationally, there's speculation that Google Fiber is foundering. It's lost multiple executives, including two CEOs in the last year. There were layoffs and plans to expand fiber to eight other cities came to a halt. In Kansas City, expansion also seems to be on hold. I asked Bloomberg reporter Mark Bergen about that.
Yeah, in some ways, it's like a shortcoming of Silicon Valley's utopian dream and their vision, right? This world-class internet company, Google, solving a very old-fashioned problem in a very old-fashioned industry and promising to shake it up. And I do think that, you know, the leaders at Alphabet are still imagining a world in which they want to deliver internet to every corner of the world. And they want to find some sort of, you know, magic wand technological solution. They're clearly the smart people working on technologies that we've never heard of around this. But digging up backyards is not something they're committed to anymore.
Whatever happens with Google Fiber, Kansas City will always have the benefit of getting it first, a stamp of approval from Silicon Valley. And like almost every city in America, Kansas City is hoping for another stamp from Amazon. We've got photos from our visit to Kansas City's tech community at hereandnow.org.